There was rocket launching pad right behind my house in Syria. For the children, this was the main reason that we left. They became sick. They wouldn't let me go. At night, they are asleep. They'd wake up crying. And the same thing happened to me. And my husband was not with us. We are on the road to our house alone, me and my two kids. And there were violent clashes. Bullets enter our house many times. We couldn't go on. It was danger to the children. The Turkish guard showed up. They grabbed a knife to cut the boat to drown us. So we all lifted the small children. We lifted up the small children and are telling them, we have children with us. We have children with us. God is great. God is great, in one voice. Then they were agitating the water around the boat to drown us. They wanted us to drown. They didn't want to save us. The goal was to drown us. We are searching for life.
I lost my parents in the calm water accident. So my uncle, my father, brother, asked me to get married to an old man with six wives. So then, what they did, they said they want to circumcise me. So I said no. They said that I will not be their daughter anymore. So they make me an outcast. So I decided to come to Italy and leave Nigeria.
I would haven't left Syria. They are humiliating us with this decision, humiliating these people. Now I'm not able to go back to Syria, nor am I able to go to my son. The decision should have been announced 2 or 3 months before, that after so and so date, immigration will stop, but not keeping the door open and then suddenly closing it. We arrived at the door and you closed on our face. In other European countries, there is money. Here, the state is poor, but the people are really of high class. I'm not going to speak against the people of Greece. They are really compassionate. They are really empathetic. They'll say to you, are you Syrian? For example, when I'm waiting for the bus station. But it's not in their hands to do anything. It's a poor state.
I met some secret cult boys who gave me 7 days to join the cult or die. My friend told me that a former neighbor said, she has a restaurant in Libya. Now she's looking for who's helping to serve. When I got to Libya, the story was different. She told me she doesn't have any restaurant, that they do prostitution. I have no choice. Libya is very risky. It's dangerous. It's not safe. You cannot go out. I spent 3 months in a prison. A lot of suffering in prison. The prison is open, no roof, just a mattress to sleep, no blanket, nothing. Nothing. When the rain is falling, it falls on you. When the sun is shining, it shines on you. I just had no choice but to escape to Europe from Nigeria.
Everybody was hoping to go to Europe, but we Syrians went to Europe and we saw what the situation is. I haven't gotten to Germany and I don't know what the situation is there. But here I saw what I have never seen. The tragedies don't just affect me, but all Syrians, Afghans, Iranians, everybody, all the nationalities. There is no order here. They don't keep appointments. There is no coordination, never. Where are the human rights? Europeans are the first to say that human rights are above everything else. So where are they? In our country, we get tortured. we left from the duress and killing and suffering. I want our message to reach the whole world. We are not coming here to Athens to beg. We are coming to work hard and raise our children. We are not coming to be humiliated. I want us to reach a better level. You see us waiting in line for food, but it's not our control. What happened to us was not our doing. What more can I say? That's the situation we have reached. A truly tragic situation.
White people normally go to Nigeria. They are safe. They are okay. I know that very well. God created everybody, so it is the same. Everybody is free. You are free to go to Nigeria. That is your choice. So your push allows us to enter Italy freely without no problem. That is what we want. Everybody have equal rights.
I took the decision myself. I don't know where my husband is for the last 6 months. The last telephone calls, the last messages I get from him, that was when he went to Belgium to apply for asylum there. I didn't find any job, he said. I'm going with my friend to Belgium to apply for asylum there. I was surprised when I got to the Belgian border myself, I ran out of money. So I contacted him and was surprised to see that he was still in Syria.
I am from Cameroon. I arrived only thanks to God. But others never arrived alive. In the sea I saw corpses. People crying, boats capsizing. I fell at sea, and I do not know how to swim. And it is not a small pond, but a vast sea. It is too risky. And I would like to encourage them not to attempt to cross. I am aware people would say, but you made it, so how can you not encourage others to come? If I had a choice, I would not do it again. I left only because I had no alternative. I had no opportunities anymore. I was blocked in. But it is too risky, too risky.
Here, life in Izmir is expensive. It's not cheap. The house we were renting there was really bad. We were 13 people in a house with 3 rooms. My brother and my sister's husband were sleeping in the kitchen and people sleeping in the hallways. The situation was really painful. We said we'll find work and they wouldn't employ us. We tried to find a better house and they wouldn't agree to rent us the house.
I went to the courthouse in Eritrea because over there a son without a father cannot go on. So I took care of him until he was 6, then gave it to his dad, who told the boy to forget about me because I abandoned him. I then tried to contact this son once he got older, but he replied that I was dead to him. You are dead, mom. Europe is the only place that has the power to protect me and help me. For me, being a refugee from Eritrea is very tiring because for each of us, it is better staying in our country, our roots. But here, there is a freedom, whereas from where I am from, there are dictators and I don't have the freedom.